I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Normally, when somebody lends you money, you have to pay for it. That's the way it works in much of the world. But now some countries are taking some pretty drastic measures to spur their economies. Sweden, Japan, and the European Central Bank are cutting interest rates just below zero. It's called negative interest, which is kind of hard to grasp. So I asked Charles Kane of MIT's Sloan School of Management to explain what negative interest is exactly and who's paying it.
It really refers to the commercial banks that are holding money with the central banks of those countries. Normally, the central banks would be required to pay interest on that money. However, the central banks are trying to encourage their commercial banks to lend that money out. So they're penalizing them with negative interest.
If the changes are so tiny, like a tenth of a percent, and I'm a big bank, do I care?
Absolutely. A tenth of a percent on billions of dollars adds up. And it could be the difference of profit or loss in a major commercial bank.
What's your assessment of this? Are you worried about it?
I'm not worried about it. I think what I do worry about is they're running out of ways in which to get an economy going. First, it was quantitative easing, and that was something very dramatic relative to what anyone ever did in history, which is, in addition to lowering interest rates, you start printing money. Now, what happened in Europe is the quantitative easing didn't work. It wasn't enough to spur on their economy. So they went one level even further. I honestly don't know what another step could be other than negative interest rates.
How low can negative interest rates go?
How low can they go? I think until the value of oil starts to at least stabilize, it's going to be a guessing game as to how low it can go.
Are we likely to see it happen here?
Janet Yellen yesterday said that it's not off the table, is the way she put it. And what's interesting is she's going in the other direction, and she's talking about still increasing rates in the U.S. But I think based on her comments yesterday, she's going in the other direction a lot slower and reassessing where the global market is, because the global market is not at the targets in which they thought it would be at this stage. So I don't think she wants to do this in any way. I think she's very much against it. However, she may be forced into it, not so much because of interest rates, because of foreign exchange rates. If the dollar continues to climb relative to these other currencies, our exports will continue to decline.
So it's a
real careful balancing
balance.
Act, and it's everything is relative. Everything is relative.
Against this backdrop, what does the consumer need to know?
Well, the consumer here is actually in a good position, because as prices go down, as rates go down, people are more able to buy homes, people are more able to buy cars, and so on. And the governments of the world are trying to do everything possible to encourage buying behavior.
Can I just say, we had this crash, the economy started to come back, then the markets got all jittery and the price of oil dropped. Now we're in this bit where it almost sounds sort of desperate. Countries are going to negative rates. But you make it sound as if it could work, it just has to stay in balance because the currencies can get out of whack.
Yeah, and it could work if given the chance to work. One of the things that the markets don't like is volatility. They don't like indecision and changes. What they want is a clear path to what you're trying to do, which is why Janet Yellen keeps saying, we are going to maintain our position on raising rates over time. The market can absorb that. The market can understand that and react to it. But then if you whiplash and do something different, the markets get jittery, they get unstable, and what you see is an incredibly defensive market where people just don't want to hold on. They just want to sell.
Charles Kane, thank you for talking money with us.
It's been my pleasure to be here.
Charles Kane with MIT's Sloan School of Management.